Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, the extraordinary European Council in Brussels reaffirmed its full commitment to a comprehensive settlement of the Cyprus problem within the framework of the United Nations and in accordance with the relevant resolutions of the UN Security Council. Cypriot President Nikos Christolidis welcomed the Council's strategic decision on the Euro-Turkey relations. "This is something we have been aiming for a long time," he said upon his arrival in Brussels. "The juncture is significant, given the efforts of the UN Secretary-General to resume talks. Whether Turkey wants to or not, Euro-Turkish relations also go through the Cyprus problem," he said. According to government spokesperson Konstantinos Lethimbiotis, the government has achieved its goal of linking Euro-Turkish relations with the Cyprus problem. Turkey, however, said it will never accept an approach that links progress in Turkey-EU relations to the Cyprus problem. Meanwhile, the House Interior Committee called on the government to urgently, effectively manage the migration issue. Upon the publication of a report into the matter, the committee added that the government must deal with increased migration flows through integrated planning and structured political management. Committee Chairman Agelenbi Aristos Damianou said the government's first port of call in upgrading its infrastructure to deal with migration should concern reception centres and accommodation for asylum seekers and the rapid, legal and efficient examination of applications. On the matter of asylum applications, he said that while the government has made efforts to speed up their processing, weaknesses are being observed within their specified timescales. Therefore, he said, the government must provide substantial improvement of both the process itself and appeals and follow-ups. To this end, he said, the government must clarify the responsibilities of the competent services for immigration matters, while also achieving better communication between them. In other news, it's a joke to say the government is replacing multiple pensions for government officials with tips, Finance Minister Magis Geravnos said on Thursday. The government is the only government which, for the first time, took the initiative to submit very specific proposals to end this issue in the last 43 years. The last proposals on this matter were submitted in 1980, he said. He added that the government's proposals have undergone legal technical scrutiny on the part of the legal service and that they have received guidance from the Attorney General on the matter. "We clearly want to resolve the matter," he said. Elsewhere, Health Minister Michael Damianos praised his ministry's accomplishments during the first year of President Nikos Christodoulidis' tenure in office, stressing the significant strides made in providing higher quality health services to patients. Damianos lauded last month's implementation of the expenses coverage plan for patients sent abroad for treatment. He also held the revision of the subsidy scheme for infertility treatment, which saw the amount granted in the scheme rise from €2,500 to €3,500. He also mentioned the preparation of new health strategies, including better management of patients dealing with mental health problems and nutritional disorders. And finally, the House of Representatives observed a minute's silence for the victims of the Armenian genocide, with the body pledging to fight for a world where peace and justice prevail, and where the atrocities of the past never happen again. Acting House President Zacharias Koulias said that April the 24th marks the black anniversary of the Armenian genocide. Over the span of several years, he said, millions of Armenians were violently displaced, subjected to hardship and massacred in a relentless attempt at extinguishing their existence. Koulias also said that the Republic of Cyprus was the second nation in the world to recognise the Armenian genocide in 1975. That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.